It's time right now here on Prophecy Today Weekend for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today Weekend, we reported on the birth of a red heifer, which has great significance to the rebuilding of the next temple, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. We talked with Rabbi Yoel Karen in Jerusalem with that report of the birth of a red heifer. What's the significance of this red heifer in preparations to build the next temple? Well, I'll have more on that, the red heifer, in just a moment here on A Look at the Book. Other of our broadcast partners also had great reports for you to listen to as you come to some type of a conclusion and an understanding of how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. We got an update on the Iraqi crisis. We also talked about the advances by ISIS into Iraq and, in fact, all across the Middle East, the potential for that advancement as well. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. He reported about a recent poll that said most Palestinians want to eliminate Israel, the Jewish state of Israel. And Israel is seemingly partnering with the country of Jordan, an Arab state, as they prepare both of them to defend themselves from the advancement by ISIS. Itamar Marcus was in Washington, D.C. He gave us a report of his trip and meeting with members of the United States Congress as he briefed them on what the Palestinian media is really saying and what the Palestinian people are doing. We also talked about that poll that said most Palestinians want to eliminate the Jewish state of Israel. Dr. Rob Congdon came to these microphones with a report, a very interesting report about the Ukraine and the European Union signing a trade agreement. This is moving Ukraine towards membership in the European Union, and to some extent, this is very, very hard for the Russian people to take. Vladimir Putin now going to have to make a decision as what he is going to do, because it looks like, according to Rob's report, that the Ukraine wants to have membership in the European Union. And then David James Reports was a report on the Presbyterian Church of the United States of America and what they have been doing recently. They have divested themselves from any connection to Israel, and other evangelical leaders are doing the exact same thing. Seems to be it's because of their eschatology. They do not see that the Lord has a plan for the Jewish people in the last days. All of these reports here on Prophecy Today are available at our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, radio when it's good for you and convenient for you to listen to it, and you'll be able to re-listen to any and or all of these conversations. That's located at prophecytoday.com. PTRN is the address on the website, and be sure to tell a friend about these interviews that I had with our broadcast partners. They need to hear what they had to say as well. But right now, I want to focus here on A Look at the Book on the significance of the red heifer. First of all, let me talk a bit about the history of a red heifer. God gave Moses, and thus the Jewish people, the ordinance of the red heifer. You can read about that in Numbers chapter 19. God's plan for purification was to come through the sacrifice of a red heifer. Now, what that means is anybody who had come near death, gone and touched a dead person, gone into some type of a medical situation, or walked in a cemetery would need to have this purification from the red heifer. The procedure was that one of the priests would take a red heifer from the inner courts of the tabernacle or the temple itself. The red heifer had to be 3 years of age. It had to be red in color. It could only have maybe possibly two hairs of any other color. They would take this to an altar without the gate, which means 3,000 feet away from the Holy of Holies. They would take it before the Lord, which would mean to the east of the tabernacle, or later when the temple was standing, to the east of the temple. And there they would sacrifice this red heifer. They would burn it on a pile of cedar wood. They would take some hyssop and a scarlet ribbon, throw it into the fire while the red heifer was being reduced to ashes, and then the ashes were put into stone pots with living water, water that was running water, not stagnant water, in essence, water that was living water. All of this ashen water would then be sprinkled on items or the priests, those who would maybe had touched in some way death. Presently, this ordinance is needed for the next temple. They need the ashes of the red heifer. They had Melody back in the 1990s. She was proven not to be qualified. And then there were four red heifers in Canton, Mississippi. I was there when Chaim Richman approved those four red heifers. On a Roots 7, Chaim Richman made the statement, "We have a red heifer here in Israel." Now he is reporting the birth of another red heifer someplace here in the United States. It's only 6 months old at this time, needs to be 3 years of age. They're going to have to watch it for the next 2.5 years. How does this relate to Bible prophecy? Well, part of the preparation to build the next temple in Jerusalem would be the ashes of a red heifer. Remember, that's not Messiah's temple. Jesus builds that temple. He needs no red heifer at that time. But a red heifer is needed for the next temple, the Tribulation Temple. There will be a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during that 7-year period of time. That's Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. I have to report to you, all preparations have been made for the next temple, possibly with the exception of the ashes of the red heifer, and this newly born red heifer could qualify according to the Temple Institute. The Tribulation Temple will be for the Antichrist, and he will cause the sacrifices to cease at the midway point and then desecrate the temple with the abomination of desolation. By the way, before the temple and the Antichrist are going to be on this earth, there's an event that has to happen, and that is the rapture of the church. When Jesus Christ will shout, the archangel will shout, the trumpet of God will sound, and all of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up to be with Him in the air. Everything we've talked about on this broadcast indicates that that rapture could happen at any moment. And having made that statement, there's nothing else for me to say except let's keep looking up until...